By definition, an economic system is the method used by society to produce and distribute goods and services. The route that society goes depends upon the goals and values of that society. What do we mean by that? In economics, goods and services need to be made in society. Goods and services need to be distributed in society. There are different routes, different systems in economics that do that job. Just like different countries have different political systems. You might have a democracy. You might have a parliamentary democracy or a presidential democracy or a dictatorship. You might have a communist state. Those are different political systems. You also have different economic systems. And just as different political systems go about solving the problems of government in various ways, different economic systems go about delivering goods and services and producing goods and services in different ways. Now, at the end of the day, all economic systems are mixed. Let me repeat that. All economic systems are mixed economies. They are a part of three other economic systems. You have a traditional economic system. A traditional economic system is old-fashioned. It's you take the plow in the animals and you work in the fields. And a traditional economic system you will find in third world countries where you are locked to the land and you're buried in your needs. Your future is often in doubt in a traditional economy. You have a market economy, which is normally a first world economy. The United States, Canada, Europe, all market economies. What a market economy is, decisions are based on trade or exchange. In a free market, capitalism reigns. And when you go to a market economy, you will have a lot of choices. Consumerism drives a market economy. Finally, a centrally planned economy is where the central government alone makes the decisions. You'll often have a dictatorship that is in charge and makes the decisions of what is being produced, how it is being produced, and who consumes it. So you have three basic economic systems, a traditional economic system, which you would find in a country like Mali and would be poor and buried in needs. You have a market economy, which would revolve around consumerism in a free market and would bring to the table technology and a higher standard of living. You would have a centrally planned economy in which decisions come from the top, often by a dictator, North Korea, Cuba, Vietnam. However, don't forget that every single economic system is mixed. And then you have China, and China is bizarre. China is all of the above. I mean, if you go to China, what do you find? You find a communist, centrally planned economy with all sorts of markets all over the place, McDonald's and Coca-Cola and IBM and Apple. And at the same time, you've got the poorest of the poor working out in the fields in the rural areas. And so you want a true mixed economy, then you look at China. It's truly mixed, but they all are mixed. And whatever they, however they decide to produce those goods and distribute those goods, all of that is going to be based on, the route that it goes will be based on the goals and values that that society brings to the table. To fully understand this, you're going to need to go to the next three posts, in which I will take a closer look at a traditional, a market, and a command economy.